Morning Watch, Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 5, Grace and Peter's Epistles. Monday, Related Verses. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. John 1, verse 14 and 16 through 17. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Verses 16 through 17. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 through 9 and 12. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of our affliction which befell us in Asia, that we were excessively burdened beyond our power, so that we despaired even of living. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. Verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and more abundantly toward you. Related reading. Peter speaks of the grace that multiplies in the believer's daily life in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus their Lord. In the full knowledge of God and the Lord, the one-fold grace multiplies. When a believer becomes mature in the divine life, he will enjoy a multiplication manifold. Grace is unlimited just as God is unlimited. When we were regenerated, we received God into us, but we had only a small amount of God. Gradually, as God increases within us through the years, we will be weighty with the measure of God. This is because God's grace will be increased in us. The grace of God and his economy is rich, multiplying and abounding. The riches of God's grace surpass every limitation. These are the riches of God himself for our enjoyment. Furthermore, the grace of God and the gift and grace of Jesus Christ have abounded to the many. In their experience of the grace in God's economy, the believers also receive God's abounding supply of all grace. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that in everything always having all sufficiency, you may abound unto every good work. Today we have God abundantly supplying us with all grace. We are constantly enjoying God's multiplying grace. Peter speaks of this multiplying grace in his first and second epistles. This grace is not dead, but living and multiplying. It is being multiplied to us day by day. Paul often uses the expression, grace to you and peace. Peter, however, twice speaks of grace and peace being multiplied. Peter desires not only that grace be with the saints, but that grace be multiplied to them. Have you ever thought about what it means for grace to be multiplied? Most of us may find this expression puzzling. Peter's use of the word multiplied is another illustration of his particularity. In this matter, not even Paul was as particular as Peter, for he never spoke in his epistles of grace and peace being multiplied. The word multiplied indicates that a certain thing is present and that instead of having another of the same thing added, we need what we have to be multiplied. This means that we need the multiplication of the grace we already have. We do not need another grace. What we need is to have multiplied the grace we have already. With the thought of multiplied grace as a base, Peter goes on to speak in 1 Peter 4 verse 10 of varied grace. Each one, as he has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. We all should be good stewards of what Peter calls varied grace, grace in different aspects and of different categories. Peter mentions grace again in 5 verse 10, where he speaks of the God of all grace. Therefore, in 1 Peter, we have four unique expressions concerning grace. Grace of life, multiply grace, varied grace, and all grace. The grace of life is being multiplied in us. Then it becomes the varied grace, and eventually, the all grace. As a result, we do not have grace just from one direction, but from many directions. For example, from the heavens and from the earth, from our husband or wife, and from our children. If you have four children, you will enjoy grace in four aspects. But if you have more children, you will enjoy more aspects of grace.